Ladies and gentlemen, we do not often acknowledge those who make such great and glorious days possible until it is too late anyway, and they are retiring. This commencement is the 21st and last of Classics Professor F. Carter Phillips' tenure as University Marshal. Carter retires that post this year. I want to extend to him my deepest personal gratitude for making Vanderbilt's commencement one of the richest and grandest pageants anywhere around. I thank you, Carter, wherever you are. Let's give him a round of applause, would you please? I now want to take a moment to recognize Mrs. Martha Ingram, Chairman of the Board of Trust, and the other members of the board who are present with us this morning. I will ask them to stand as I read their names. Please join me in applause when all the names have been read. Would the trustees please stand to be recognized? First of all, of course, our chairman, Mrs. Ingram. I see you follow admonitions very clearly. Michael Ainslie, Andrew Benedict, Daryl Berger, who is having his son Brandon graduate today, Monroe Carroll, Mr. Carroll, Mark Dalton, he's here in the audience, his son Eric is graduating today, Rhodes Hart, Joanne Hayes, Oren Ingram, Steve Riven, and Ridley Wills. To them, this university is entrusted. We do not often have the occasion to thank them, all of us together, for their great commitment to Vanderbilt University. Will you please join with me in saluting them now, ladies and gentlemen? Today, we celebrate Vanderbilt graduates of the year 2003. We celebrate the vibrant and multifaceted life that they bring with them to the university for so many different points of view and from so many different points of origin, from 65 countries and all 50 states and Washington, D.C. The conferral of their degrees, graduate, professional, and undergraduate, symbolizes the fulfillment of Vanderbilt's primary mission, which is the education of our students. Vanderbilt's faculty, many of whom are present here today, made the fulfillment of their learning possible and are deserving of honor at the close of this academic year. We celebrate the emeriti faculty specifically, but all of the members of our faculty should be honored today. This faculty is extraordinarily committed to scholarship and teaching. Their scholarship is enlivened by their teaching. Their teaching is grounded in their scholarship. Members of the faculty, would you please stand so that we may properly recognize you? Ladies and gentlemen, our faculty. The formal course of this ceremony begins with a celebration of our emeriti faculty. 15 members of our faculty are retiring this year, awarded the title of emerita or emeritus by the Board of Trusts. I now ask Provost Zepos and Vice Chancellor Jacobson to present the faculty.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor of presenting the professors emeriti from the College of Arts and Science, the Blair School of Music, the School of Engineering, and Peabody College. I will ask them to rise and remain standing when I call their names. Unable to be with us are Leonard P. Alberstadt, Professor of Geology Emeritus, Walter C. Gove, Professor of Sociology Emeritus, Douglas S. Hall, Professor of Physics and Astronomy Emeritus, Peter C. Hoadley, Professor of Civil and Environmental Engineering Emeritus, Peter C. Hodgson, Charles G. Finney, Professor of Theology Emeritus, Clifford S. Russell, Professor of Economics Emeritus. I am very happy to present Robert J. Bajuzik, Professor of Chemical Engineering Emeritus and Professor of Materials Science Emeritus. Arthur J. Broderson, Professor of Electrical Engineering Emeritus and Professor of Computer Engineering Emeritus. Carolyn M. Ebertson, Professor of Education Emeritus. R. Chris Hassel, Jr., Professor of English Emeritus. Robley C. Williams, Jr., Professor of Biological Sciences Emeritus.
Mr. Chancellor, I have the honor of presenting the professors emeriti from the School of Medicine. I will ask them to rise and remain standing while I call their names. I'm happy to present Benjamin J. Alper, Clinical Professor of Medicine Emeritus. William O. Wetzel, Jr., Professor of Pathology Emeritus. Stephen C. Woodward, Professor of Pathology Emeritus. And unable to be with us today, Jack N. Wells, Professor of Pharmacology Emeritus.
Please be seated. I am pleased and honored to recognize the Professor Emeriti. Each individual represents a life.